Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Pick and Pay spin-off Boxer has done better than expected in the private placement of shares ahead of its listing on the JSE on Thursday. The private offer closed on Friday of last week, valuing Boxer at 24.7 billion rand, which is 2 billion more than its parent Pick and Pay. The listing will deliver 8.5 billion rand to Pick and Pay, which should go a long way towards paying down its heavy debt burden. Pick and Pay will still control Boxer with a 65.5% interest in the company. The Boxer offer was oversubscribed 3 times. South Africa should set up a single agency to fight corruption. That's according to the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, following a review of the nation's procurement practices. And that's as opposed to the current system that relies on a multitude of agencies. The OECD carried out the assessment, together with the World Bank, the African Development Bank, and South Africa's National Treasury. The review, quoted by Bloomberg, flagged as high risks the country's inadequate anti-corruption framework and severe weakness in prosecution, as well as its limited effectiveness to detect and prevent risks related to corruption. Black Friday is looming, and News 24 reports that FNB expects its merchant services to process 19.5 million transactions worth more than 3 billion rand over the whole weekend. Plenty of retailers have already launched Black Friday promotions. Some have been running for almost the whole of November. Ford Asset Management says the impact of interest rate cuts, the end of load shedding, and two-pot pension payouts could see as much as 88 billion rand injected into the economy over the period. Another important factor, the Black Friday weekend happens this year after payday. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the all-share and top 40 down just under 1%. London's FTSE up 0.4%, while in New York the Dow hit another record closing high, up 1%. The S&P 500, the Nasdaq both up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning down 1.3%, Hong Kong up 0.6%, Sydney down 0.2%. US dollar remains firm at 105 to the euro. That leaves the rand at 18.10 to the dollar, 18.96 to the euro, 22.70 to sterling. Gold at 2,631, platinum 941, Bitcoin just over 94,500, Brent crude oil just over $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.